Welcome to Being Bipolar. I'm your host, Doobie. I'm going to introduce you into my madness, and hopefully it'll help you with yours. Yo, hello everyone. Doobie here. We're doing a versus today. The great legend, the godfather, Zach Wilde. Every time I say his name or talk about him, my nipples get hard because he is my legend, my godfather. Black Label, thick and blood run through. But versus the late, great Randy Rhoads. St. Rhoads was a musical genius, classical, driven, motivation beyond with his style. And he came up in a time where Eddie Van Halen was booming. They had just got a contract, and he was being shadowed, even by his own students wanting to learn Eddie Van Halen's music. But past all that, he came up and brought in and introduced the classical in such great melodies. You know, some of his, the two albums, plus the Quiet Riot stuff that he introduced, they're all pivotal. They're still teaching us today. D is being used constantly in lessons, in warm-ups. You'd be surprised how many people do sound checks using Randy Rhoads in some form just to warm up their hands. Some of the greatest musicians still can't comprehend some of the songs that he put together. Diary of Me, You Can't Kill Rock and Roll. There are some great tunes that Randy brought to us. Okay? But then we also have Zach. And when Zach came in, he came in New Jersey, East Coast style. Now, I don't know about you all, but there is a difference between the West Coast metal scene and the East Coast metal scene. And Zach came through like Skid Row, Snake. You know, he did a lot of friend, like Sebastian Bach, Bon Jovi, the guys in Cinderella. They all hung out and played in the same areas. So Zach is introduced into the metal scene and took it a lot further. Because when he went with Ozzy, just like Randy, boom. No Rest for the Wicked. Badass. Okay. And then you got Pride and Glory. That another great album. So the heads up on this, it's not going to be like the technical, the classical between, you know, the pentatonics. And no, we're not going to get into all that. We'll get into the emotions you get from the music, from the playing. I mean, P.S., by the way, I've got my guitar hanging. I've got the last of the lacquer on it, and it's drying. So I got into a mood of watching Randy Rhoads on a Netflix thing. And then I get into watching Zach Sabbath on YouTube, and it's like, man, they boosted Sharon Osbourne's genius. Okay, plain and simple, she might be a bitch, but hey, genius nonetheless, man, because she brought in Randy at the right time, and then after the what happened with Jake, anyway, bringing Zach in with a whole different style in his playing. I mean, he made his guitar sing, and every song on No Rest, I swear to you, I listened from beginning to end so many times. I wore out a tape and a DVD. No, it wasn't a DVD. No, that was the No More Tears. That DVD I did wear out. But there were so many things introduced to me by Zach that I had worn out because I had watched so much. His style, it just brought a lot of emotion out into me to the point where I wanted to learn. I wanted to be Zach. And then, you know, on a car ride in Southwest Iowa, I get introduced to Black Label Society. My buddies put in this CD. We listened to it. And I swear to you, it changed me again. So when a guitar player has the ability to alter my musical taste in such a way, then yes, it's going to be iconic to me personally. And I also watch Randy and how much I want to be able to play like Randy. I mean, he, in the special that I've been watching, he would pick up on Eddie Van Halen's songs with ease. No problem. You know, it was like almost boring to him because he wanted to learn the classical. He got more emotion and beauty out of his music when he was doing classical. And you've got to understand, when you're playing music and it's moving you, your own music is moving you, then you've got to take it to that level. You've got to get it past your own fears, because if you're able to expand, if he would have lived long enough for that third or fourth album, I believe that Randy would have changed the music industry again. I believe he would have pulled a Zakk Wylde to that next level. But we'll never know, because some dumbass can't pilot an airplane correctly. Anywho, a lot of Randy's work, you can see a lot of people are coming out on, especially on YouTube. You're able to witness genius music right from the beginning. There are some live footage of some great, I wouldn't say techniques, but just watching him perform Crazy Train live. That, to me, is emotional, because Crazy Train is one of those first Randy Rhoads songs that everybody in my era wanted to learn on the guitar so they could play it live on stage. And it's one of those songs that takes you to a new level, because then you get that confidence that after you're able to play Crazy Train from beginning to end and feel like you did your best, then your energy and your, I would say, charisma builds up while you're playing it. You're feeling good. And the people that are listening to it, they also feel that. Okay? So it's a back and forth energy when you're able to perform a song that people enjoy and you feel it. Then you're going to get more confidence in your abilities, and you're going to play even better. It's hard to explain unless you've actually been there and done it. So it's an addiction. And these are two iconic guitar players that you want to learn their catalog, because everybody knows it. It's legendary. All centered around Mr. Osborne, you know, godfather of all, Black Sabbath, Tony Iommi, the riff master of all. But Zakk has time and time again emotionally driven me to be a better player, to learn more, to get a better set on my gear, my guitars. I built my first guitar that I actually altered and built, I put the 81s in, the EMGs that he customized his Echophones with, the Les Pauls. And that's what I'm doing with this one. I'm going to put the EMG 81s, but I'm figuring about just dealing with the Wild Audio and buying the Zach Wild pickups. This guitar is mine. This is for me to start playing and practicing again. So I'm using basically old school Les Paul with the upgrade of today's, you know, electronics. So we'll see what happens. But again, it's centered around Zach. Now, back in the day when Randy was out there playing the nights and doing what needed to be done with Quiet Riot, you know, he had a following going on and he had students going. You know, back in the day, you didn't have the internet to help out or DVDs and things. You had VHS just starting up, you know. So, you had to be out there. You had to go toe-to-toe, boots on the ground every weekend, putting it out there. And luckily, you had some constant students to where you were making a steady stream of money to go out and play these dive places, man. And that's how you get out there. That's how you do you pay the way. But watching Randy's story, it seems he was genius from beginning. And he wasn't introduced to me till, you know, late after his passing. You know, my first introduction to Ozzy was actually the Ultimate Sin album with Jake. Now, Godfather Jake, I swear I love him. He is a genius guitar player. And he's in another discussion that we'll have later about all of Ozzy's guitar players. But these two are special because they changed, altered music, the music world, the industry, the ability to play, when and how to get them harmonic squeals going, man. Ah, but it's just watching them perform, that energy that you get from them. Even on YouTube, I can sit here, I've done it 12 hours straight, watching Zach, watching Randy, watching Jake. You know, I even went and Gus G, all the Ozzy performers and guitarists, and you had Brad Gillis, that one performance, in, you know, Speak of the Devil. So, anywho, these two were special, like I said. Now, the guitars that they play, you got Gibson, and then I love Randy's polka dot. I believe it's a Jackson, and I want to make a customized version of my own, but what I want to do is make it a V in honor of both Zach and Randy and Jake. You know, those are the three most influential Ozzy musicians to date for me. So, well, I was going to make it a flying V, but the polka dots were going to be the circular bullseye and the cartel on the bottom. But it's hard telling what I'm going to do. But back to these two. Randy introduced a whole different style. They were part of that glam introduction to L.A., you know, them glam rockers. But you got Zach introduced into a more metal-driven, hardcore, you know, in-your-face bullshit style, which, you know, I love, you know. I still wear, I've got the kilt, I've got the Black Label Society vest, I've got all of it because I idolize him that much. But the kilt is also of my family heritage of Scotland, which I have like a 5-inch by 5-inch lordship property that was given to me for Christmas. Yeah, I am a lord in Scotland. So I honor my family name, Armstrong, you know, Clan Armstrong. Anywho, back to these guys again. I keep doing squirrel effect, and I had lost count a long time ago, but at least I'm not talking through a monkey's butt this time. So, as we get on with life, music becomes a major part of it. So, when music is able to alter your love, your direction, and your style, all of these things as a musician growing up, learning to play the guitar of these legends that I look up to, each time I listen to a particular artist like Ozzy, I get interested in the musicians that I am listening to. Now, this is back in the day when we didn't have so much internet as we had MTV, Headbangers Ball. We had the weekend radio stations that broadcast nationally. We had all these little things. Dee Snider had a radio station that I really loved as well. But we had to search out. So when you get the name of the musicians on these, you know, the CDs or the tapes or the album covers, you know, that's why I first learned about Def Leppard and the twin guitars. Then you have all these different tapes that you're trading with people. I traded a lot of different Ozzy stuff to get to learn more about Iron Maiden, or to get to learn more about Judas Priest, the older style stuff. I was always introducing myself into a newer band so I could learn different styles. And I kept centering around Ozzy because his music and the guitarist that he had with him established a different form of music I wanted to learn. I idolized. So now you've got, my introduction was Jake E. Lee, Godfather, basically. Then, as time progressed, No Rest for the Wicked came out. And I'm Ozzy fan, big time. Welcome, Zakk Wylde. Boom. Then, as I was getting into that, I was like, well, Ozzy had this. Let's get back into the real. I knew about Crazy Train. Okay, I knew about these different iconic songs that Randy had done, but I never delved deep into the albums. So one day, I sat and I listened to both CDs that I had available to me, Diary and, you know, Diary of a Madman comes out a lot, Blizzard of Oz. And then there was this one, the live tribute, that came out at the same time with the new version of Crazy Train. So I was working really hard in the listening, and You Can't Kill Rock and Roll come up a lot. And I kept going back and forth to that. There were other songs that got my attention, but that it still gets me, you know. So, to go back, every time I learned a new musician's style or their music, it altered my state of learning. I would learn from something of that musician, and I would work on my own. I would see if I can intertwine like a snake having sex. You know, let's get different styles going together, see what can happen. And it's hard to do when I keep going to the one Zakk. So this Versus is basically inner turmoil with me, my visions of what I want, because I'm getting back. Once my guitar is built, I want to get back into it. I have the handicap of losing my hands. So it is therapeutic for me, for my left hand, to start doing it. And I'll be doing a lot more rhythm than anything. So I've got to start working on that therapeutically. That's why I'm building my own guitar, and then I'll start working on more. But when I start learning and start dealing with my rehab, I'm going to go in and start learning these legends and icons that altered my music once before. So I'm going to see about getting it back into the swing of things. So the verses here is not anything bad at all. It's just my mental capacity of trying to deal with what I want to learn and what style of music I want to become part of. So, peace out and RIP CJ. Firehouse was a legendary, legendary group. He will be missed. Peace out, Doobie. This is the end of the program, where I basically tell you this is the end of the program. So you will stop listening now because it's the end of the program. Remember, this is the end of the program. So subscribe. If you want to hear more, get a hold of me. But this is the end of the program. So stop listening. This is it. Welcome to Doobie's Madness. This is the end of the program. So you can stop listening now. It's okay.